There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
A little bit later on. Let's welcome our next guest to the studio. Dr. Alka Kalra is here, as is Shobhika Kalra. Shobhika, nice to see you. Good to have you here.
Tim here. Thank you.
Nice to have you with us.
Thank
Dr. Alka, good to have you here. Now, Shobhika runs the charity Wings of Angels. We'll talk a little bit more about that, of course, in a few minutes. Dr. Alka is from the EduScan group. Dr. Alka, you are Shobhika's mother. I have to preface this by saying Wings of Angels is a social initiative, and I think in a nutshell, tell me if I'm wrong here, you're aiming to make the world more wheelchair accessible. Is that, that's really the aim, isn't it?
Exactly, that's right.
Okay, it was founded by Shobhika, you and your sister, what, 3 or so years ago? Actually, nearly 4 years ago.
Yeah, I'm 3 years old. It's 3 years old. Mm-hmm. Me and my eldest sister, Rujika Kalra, we found the initiative.
Okay, so you were diagnosed, you have a degenerative disorder called Friedreich's ataxia. You are in a wheelchair, and your aim now, as we understand it, is to try and make the city of Dubai, and hopefully the world, in due course, much more wheelchair accessible. The other thing that you're doing, and this is where I wanted to start with you, Dr. Alka, is you're kind of marking the year of giving, and what you're doing at the moment is going around schools in Dubai. You've been doing this for, what, 2.5 weeks? Nearly 3 weeks?
Yeah, about 3 weeks now, and we've already done it with 6 schools.
Okay.
And schools are showing a very positive interest, and it's been really interesting. Me and Shobhika, we both are enjoying these motivational talk series.
What kinds of things are you talking to the students about? How do you approach a motivational speech to a school?
Actually, the whole thing is that I've seen the youngsters often looking at what they're missing or what they don't have, instead of counting on their blessings of what they have it. And an attitude which I very strongly believe as a psychologist is very, very important. So I have seen these youngsters often been looking at the half empty than half full. So the whole series is about the Shobhika being you know, like any other child, to suddenly being hit by this Friedreich's ataxia with no fall, no fever, nothing, and suddenly a degenerative disorder started. It was a very easy choice to sit back, cry, crib, but it was very, very unusual of a young adult to at that moment decide and say that whatever time I have in hand, I want to contribute to the world around me. So I think she's a very positive example for the young growing children. And I thought that when they meet a child like this right in front of their eyes, then they connect to it better and they start to count on their blessings. And somehow we had such lovely experiences where young children thereafter requested for a personal meeting. And even yesterday she received a mail where a young girl from a school said that I was almost thinking of committing suicide, but after just attending this one session, it changed my whole perspective towards life. So I'll see what is the power of training to the young minds.
And Shobhika, this must be, I mean, it's lovely to hear your mum talking about you like this, but how rewarding is it for you to hear from the young people that you're working with to sort of say, look, you're a really great example, your attitude, the way that you've developed the charity? It must feel really nice to hear that from them.
I feel like my purpose is done, because if I'm able to inspire others, I feel like it's a reward in itself for me also.
And I'm reading here now, so you've not let the fact that you're in a wheelchair put you off doing anything. You make your own way to work every day. You run this successful charity. You're encouraging mum to do these motivational talks. And, you know, you're travelling independently. You're jumping on the metro. All of these things. How do you motivate yourself to get up every day and just embrace it?
I think I'm motivated by my family. It's very important to see the smiles on their faces. That's the motivation for me.
I would add on here, I think at a family, at home, we don't really see any negative bit happening around, because she is such an inspiration for each one of us at home. She's not the one who will sit and cry, because if you see a crying face or a depressed child at home, it depresses the whole psychosocial ambience. What we see is, Shobhika, I would say I have two daughters and she's the younger one. She manages the whole groceries of the house and she takes a pleasure in doing that. She travels. I can give her a car to go to university. When she was in university, she opted to use metro and she would make a way by herself. And very often she's come back saying, when people would come sympathizing, oh, you're shopping all by yourself. Don't you have your family around here? And we let her do that. And she gets a good kick out of it. She enjoys that. And I think we all, I mean, when there are dinners at home, Shobhika plans it all.
Do you, you have some amount of drive. I mean, that's the thing that I guess that's just innate in you, but it's done you really well because you have a very successful charity here and you are really trying to make a difference. And I guess, Shobhika, your experience is first-hand experience. You want to make the city of Dubai, the world, who knows, the universe, more wheelchair accessible. But it must have been tough because there are lots of areas of Dubai where it simply isn't wheelchair accessible.
Initially, it was a little difficult because, you know, when we started out, like, there were hardly any people who believed in us. So, because this was a completely alien concept, what we were trying to do, make the world wheelchair accessible. So, it was a completely new thing and no one likes new things. So, it took us some time, but yeah, we have built over 700 wheelchair ramps in Dubai, so yeah.
It's made life, I guess, a lot easier for lots of people as well. You must be really proud. You haven't stopped smiling since you came in the room, actually, to be completely honest.
I know, and you have a team of helpers and volunteers, and you call them wingers.
Yeah.
I really like that. It's really nice, wingers, because, you know, they're kind of your wingmen helping you, but also the wings of the angel. Really, really nice. So great that you've inspired so many people to want to join in and help too.
Exactly. And yep. It isn't It isn't that difficult, actually. Initially, it took little time to get the momentum. But now when you see things moving, I remember initially when RTA, Road and Transport Authority of Dubai, started claiming that Dubai Metros is totally wheelchair friendly, and Shobhika tried going to a metro. So from the road to the footpath, there was no ramp. So the very, very first step wasn't there. And all the big engineers, they made fantastic facilities inside, but nobody thought that if somebody's coming by a wheelchair, how would they go up the footpath? And Shobhika went, she's a very daring girl. Actually, she always been, as a young girl, as a young kid, she was very, very smart, outstanding, and she would put her thoughts into words very confidently. And without sharing with us, she herself get crushed, the chairman of RTA, saying that, how do you claim that you're wheelchair friendly, you're not. And that was probably a shock. But I really appreciate the authorities who trusted. And the team from there accompanied her to understand how she says that it is not a wheelchair friendly. And when they found it, they were embarrassed. And they did it overnight on her request. And not only that, she was using Rashidia Metro Station to American University of Dubai, where she was studying. But then they requested that if you can go around the Dubai and tell us the other stations also, because see what she can see, probably others will take a lot more efforts to see that. And then she went round the whole Dubai, so practically got down at every metro station of a red line and green line, and practically, you know, took her wheelchair out of the metro station. And now today she says all the metro stations have a ramp to get inside. And thanks to Road and Transport Authority, who trusted her and supported her initiative.
And they listened and they made a change. You affected a real change.
They were very nice. Like, they immediately took it into action and the dance for daddy in 1-2 weeks.
So, Shobhika, not only do you run this charity, not only do you have a degree, but you also are a consultant for the RTA now. Yeah. So that's, lots of job titles.
And
she's a beauty therapist herself. She does a blog. She runs a blog on beauty.
I think a lot of the listeners are very impressed as well so far. I had some tweets into Dubai Eye 103.8 FM saying kudos to Shobhika and her mum. Another one saying absolutely mind-blowing interview as well. So I think you're really touching a chord with a lot of people. How can people get involved? How can they find out more about what it is that you do?
You're on Facebook, Wings of Angels. It's WINGS of Angels, ANGELZ. And once you go on the page, you can like us. And under the cover photo, there's a sign up option. So whoever wants to volunteer with us can sign up on that. And yeah.
Okay, and the motivational tour, speaking tour of the schools continues until, let me see, the 16th of December.
Yes.
Is that right, Dr.
That's
Elker?
Right,
all
yes.
Right. Okay, Dr. Elker Kalra is from the Eduscan Group. Shobhika Kalra is behind Wings of Angels. That's all the time we've got. We've run way over time, unfortunately, but really good to have you here. Congratulations, and we'll stay
Thanks
in touch.
So
Thank
much.
You for coming in.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Drive Live.
And any of the
have your say.
Text 4001 or message us for free on the Dubai iMessenger app. There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiI1038.com.